Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did it. Thank you for the business. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, and he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, works very hard for you and me, ladies and gentlemen, up there on Capitol Hill, in the administration and in on the Capitol Hill, trying to help to move public policy in the direction of helping us and not hurting us. He's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You know, before we get started, I'm right across the White, from the White House here, and I must thank you for what you do. I tell you, never before have I seen the possibility of apathy among the small business community, and your show does really invigorate small business. It really gets them back on the right track. It gives them hope, and I must applaud what you do, and I thank you for what you're doing every day for small business.
Well, thank you, Giovanni. I appreciate that. We try, and since we started doing this in November of 97, almost 10 years ago, one of our goals was to get small business owners more involved, more aware of how important it is to be involved in the public policy debate, because there's so many. I mean, nobody knows more than you, Giovanni, how much of our own bottom lines are impacted by what happens on Capitol Hill.
Oh, absolutely. In order for small businesses to be strong, they have to be visible, they have to be active, and they have to be collective in numbers. And we can only be here in Washington, we can only be as strong as they allow us to be. And it shows like yours that actually really invigorate the grassroots of small business. So I tell you, we're really at a point now where things are changing. It is not business as usual for small business. We've actually, over the last dozen or so years, we've been empowered, and now a lot of our friends have left the House and Senate for whatever reason, and now it's a question of playing defense on a lot of these issues, and it really requires us to be more stronger rather than apathetic, and I see a lot of apathy within the business community.
Well, that's exactly right, and I don't know if it's apathy or just demoralization.
Well,
it's being somewhat demoralized, Giovanni, but one of the things that I try to remind my audience about is we can either get involved in the debate and contribute to it and be part of the solution or the compromise, whatever comes out, or we can take what we're given by policymakers who haven't heard from us and therefore can assume that we don't care.
Yeah. Well, you know, you see a lot in Congress now, just to build on that, where issues are dividing the business community. It's rich against poor, labor against business. The immigration issue is another one that's divided industries against
customers
others.
Customers against businesses.
Right.
That's one of John Edwards' themes.
Yeah, and minimum wage has divided a certain segment of the business community. So you see divisions and fissures where there weren't any before, and that's a part of the strategy of some of the new Congress in order to get some of these more left-wing issues through, whether they're labor issues or the union agenda or the trial lawyer agenda. So we have to be very careful that we don't become apathetic and weak based on what has happened over the last year.
Well, absolutely, and that's the reason why I encourage small business owners to get involved with what you're doing at the U.S. Chamber, with what their local chambers are doing. I know you encourage people to get involved with their local chambers as well, and to let the local build a local constituency there and voice there. And the truth is, You know, there are a lot of great organizations who advocate for small business, but they need the people behind them, don't they? They can't do it on their own. They need people to be part of their organizations, like you.
Well, absolutely, and the U.S. Chamber works very closely with all of the business associations.
Yes, you do.
Including NFIB, NSBU, all of these small business associations. We're not competing against one another because a rising tide raises all ships.
And there's too much work to do, isn't there?
Too much work, and the small business associations not be conflicted against one another, but also small businesses have to be unified.
When we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Giovanni to give us a little bit of a laundry list about what's happening, positive and negative, the good, the bad, and the ugly on Capitol Hill that you and I need to know about because it affects our bottom line. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, one of the things that I thought was interesting that I heard recently, one of the congressional leaders on the Democrat side was being interviewed, and, you know, they came into the majority earlier in the year, talking about all the things they were going to accomplish. And this reporter, whoever the interviewer was, I forgot, on one of the TV networks said, "So what have you accomplished this year?" And the person said, "Well, we got minimum wage increase passed." And then blocked and bridged and went off to something else. And the guy said, "No, wait a minute. What have you accomplished this year?" He said, "I told you, minimum wage increase." And that was basically their big banner that they were waving, that they were the most proud of for this year.
Yeah, you know, Jim, it's we've been successful at playing defense, but it's been just a very short time. My fear is when we go into this next election cycle, if the tide swings any further, we will be behind the eight ball, especially if we get a anti-business person in the White House. We can really lose a lot. At this point, we've been able to hold back the forces.
Why would any politician? This is what blows me away. Why would any politician be anti-business?
Well, they don't do it. I'm sorry.
All I was going to say is I can see that some people could be oriented more towards, you know, the victimization thing and believe that, you know, that we got to make sure we protect consumers and I don't have a problem with that at all, obviously, because I'm a consumer too. But I got to come back to what Paul Tsongas said, the late senator from New England. I forgot what state he was from, but Maine, I think. But Paul Tsongas said, he was a great Democrat leader of that party. He said, my party cannot hate the employer and love the employee.
Yes, you're right. And unfortunately, they've played two constituencies. There's a lot of candidates out there that are playing one group against another. And through that division, they actually succeed. They get elected, and certainly they play to their constituencies. And that is what happens. And sometimes business gets the short end of the stick.
But, you know, Giovanni, I think that's a short-term, an unfortunate strategy. And I don't think it's going to last. I don't think it's going to work in the long term. And I'll tell you why. Many, many employees, more than ever before today, if you ask employees today, or even consumers, just you know, however, whatever role they're in when you talk to them, whether they're on the job or whether they're in the marketplace buying products, if you say to them, What are the chances that you'll be a business owner one day? More than ever before, you'll hear people say that they would like for that to happen. They would like to think that they could own their own business one day. More than ever before, the studies, the research shows this. So when you start, when you have a strategy, Giovanni, that said that pits everybody against business owners, I think that's going to have less and less of a constituency in the years to come. What do you think?
Well, I agree. The thing that we have to be careful about is we don't enact so many mandates that we actually eliminate the ability for opportunity through free enterprise and entrepreneurship.
Right.
And the key is mandates, government mandates, and you will see this.
And one of those would be healthcare.
One of those will be healthcare, but you see a more intelligent way that the opposition is going through enacting a universal healthcare system. For instance, SCHIP. It was designed to ensure the children. Well, right now there's a debate on Capitol Hill how to expand that. And then you have Medicare at the top end and SCHIP at the bottom end, and all they have to do is nibble at the edges, and before long you have a universal health care that's being paid by the taxpayers, it ends up being paid by business, and that's the real problem. You see a lot of nibbling at the edges on all of these issues. You don't see any efforts to do a broad sweeping change as we saw back in the early 90s or late 80s. Right now you're seeing nibbling at the edges, and that's a smarter approach because it's easy to pick off your opposition. And SCHIP is one area that they've done that in.
Right, absolutely. And what are some of the other issues that you see that the new majority are going to be focusing on?
Well,
small business owners need to know about.
Well, we're going into the Labor Day season when Congress kicks back, and certainly you're going to see a lot of union issues come to the forefront. There's a Paycheck Fairness Act, which expands rights that people already have under the Civil Rights Act that are protected under discrimination, yet this increases penalties, it increases enforcement, it gives a lot of rights where there should not be rights, new rights and rights causes of action for trial lawyers and for the labor unions. AMT is another one, and that's the alternative minimum wage.
Alternative minimum tax.
Alternative minimum tax that's going to be addressed. There's going to be a number of issues. Energy is still on the forefront.
And tax increases being proposed.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll get you to tell us about that when we come back after these messages. Tim Till, Giovanni Cortolo is with us. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Say the last just as the time bell rings. Life is a gamble, all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, 2007 is the 30th anniversary of my membership as a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, great. I tell you, we'll have to give you a special award, Jim. That is just absolutely fabulous.
I joined the Chamber in 1977, initially, and I was only five, by the way, when I did that. But I was a prodigy. I was a chamber prodigy back in those days. But anyway, it's been a great experience for me. I believe in chambers of commerce. I believe in what you guys are doing up there at the U.S. Chamber and all the good work that you do. And I want you to, by the way, give us your website and tell the audience how they can find out more about you guys.
It's www.uschamber.com.
And now you guys have got an outstanding monthly print publication for small business.
Yes, we do. It's called
U.S. Chamber.
USChamber.com. We have a great website. It's always changing. A lot of things happening.
So check that out, folks, uschamber.com. Giovanni, talk to us about some of your concerns, if you have any, about what the taxes are going to be like as we go forward in the next year or so.
Well, we're on a PAYGO system, and I'm sure your members know that means that anytime you have a tax decrease, you have to have a tax increase to offset it, or a revenue decrease. So in most cases, what they're doing in order to enact their priorities, this new Congress's priorities, is they're taxing one business or a different segment of business to give relief to certain government programs or other segments of business. And this pits different groups against each other and different policy priorities against each other. One area is going to be AMT, or alternative minimum tax, where they're going to tax those that are of the higher income for relief for those that are middle class and lower. I had one small business who's a subchapter S and said, look, I may get a high income, but 90% of that income is going to pay off a note.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that in order to invest in business, you have to have a high income. He only gets 10% of his income that actually goes to feeding his family.
Mm-hmm.
The other 90% goes to paying off the note that he has on his business.
Investing in his business, right.
That 100% will be taxed. He will be taxed as if all of that is his personal income.
Mm-hmm.
And under the AMT, this new proposal that Rangel is going to have, he will have a surcharge, whereas everyone else in lesser income categories will not. So those are the types of things that we're facing right now.
Well, see, this is where this goes back to what I was saying in the previous segment, Giovanni, and that is that some people believe that if you have over $100,000 in income in a year, in taxable income in a year, that makes you a rich person, and it probably just makes you a subchapter S small business owner.
Oh, absolutely,
and you're not going to be able to take that money and go wander around the world with it. In fact, even if the income does come to you, you're going to reinvest that money in your business.
Right.
That taxable income is our precious working capital.
That's exactly right, and your viewers know that more than anyone. When they have a paycheck that may be $100,000, $150,000, half of that is going back into their business for survival. Only half of it goes to feeding their family.
You know, Giovanni, you'd think that politicians would look at what's been going on in the last 4 years or so since taxes were cut in 2003, and even though taxes were cut, federal revenue is up. And they you think they'd look at that and they say, now if we cut taxes a little bit and federal revenue went up, what would happen if we cut taxes a lot?
Yeah, and not only that, poverty is down. More
exactly.
People are working.
And own homes.
There's businesses that have nothing to be apologetic for. They've hired more people. They've buoyed the economic prosperity of this region. And again, taxes. We're going to be facing this in a couple years because all of these nice tax decreases will be set to expire.
Yeah, exactly. Giovanni, uschamber.com, right?
Yes.
That's the website. Check it out when you get a chance. Giovanni is right there working hard for you and me, ladies and gentlemen. And we appreciate you, Giovanni, for all you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen. I'd have him back on even if he weren't a great guy because I like his name. Going to take a quick break. Actually, no, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.